Kirstie Alley hammers Hollywood asshats for blacklisting Trump supporters. By Ben Q on September 8, 2019. Actress Kirstie Alley has blasted Hollywood's left-wing tastemakers over their disdain for supporters of President Donald Trump, comparing their refusal to work with Republicans as comparable to refusing to work with gay people. In a tweet on Friday, the Cheers actress said that Hollywood's insular approach to politics amounted to a form of hypocrisy. "I refuse to be part of the Hollywood asshats who can't see that not working with Republicans is as stupid and nasty as refusing to do business with gay people," she wrote on Twitter. "Stop acting above the fray, you damn hypocrites, we are the same species. Let's help each other, you damn yahoos." Alley's call for unity comes as Hollywood progressives continue to ramp up their attacks against Trump and his supporters. Will and Grace co-stars Deborah Messing and Eric McCormack demanded last week that the identities of those attending President Donald Trump's fundraiser next month be made public. The 68-year-old actress, who recently appeared on the British reality series Celebrity Big Brother, is one of the few Hollywood figures to out herself as a Republican voter. Despite having previously voted for Barack Obama, she argued in 2016 that then-candidate Trump was waking the country up and went on to formally endorse him. "Donald Trump, whether you like him or you don't like him, is waking this country up," she said at the time. "If you hate him, you're going to talk about how much you hate him. If you love him, you're going to talk about how much you love him." However, the Golden Globe winner maintains that she is far more interested in human rights causes than partisan politics. "People recently think I'm some kind of devout Republican, which I'm not, neither am I a devout Democrat," she said this weekend. "The only thing you could accurately accuse me of would be being a devout human rights advocate, that's the extent of it." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.